A world on edge, the stories driving the week. A Qatari port sits empty, vessels ordered to stay put as U.S. and Iranian military forces continue exchanging fire across the Persian Gulf. President Trump declared the Strait of Hormuz open to traffic over the weekend. Yet Qatar, host of Al Udeid Air Base, the largest American military installation in the Middle East, has suspended all maritime navigation. That gap between official reassurance and market reality sets the tone for one of the most turbulent news days of 2026. The fallout extends far beyond the Gulf. Senator Lindsey Graham died Saturday at 71 from a preliminary finding of aortic dissection, with the FBI joining the investigation. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is reportedly fielding calls to seek Graham's Senate seat, and Senator Mitch McConnell is simultaneously hospitalized, straining Republican legislative math at a critical moment. The big, beautiful bill hangs in the balance. In technology, NVIDIA's Jensen Huang disclosed quarterly revenue approaching $100 billion, not annualized, per quarter, even as 166,000 tech workers have lost jobs this year in what analysts are calling the forever layoff era. Sam Altman and Elon Musk are trading public accusations over the economics of orbital computing. And Anthropic briefly attempted to charge a free-tier user $16.6 million due to a billing glitch. Meanwhile, SpaceX's Starship Flight 13, scheduled for Thursday, will carry actual satellites for the first time, crossing from development into at least early commercial operation.